Burden. St. Helena, California, June 7, 1911. Elder Burden. Loma Linda, California. Dear brother and sister Burden, I want to say to you both that I am thankful I was moved to speak as I did concerning the piece of land in front of the Loma Linda Sanitarium. I was urged by the Spirit of God to make the pledge of $1,000, and I did so, hoping that others, who were better able to give than I, would follow my example. I dared not leave the meeting without following the conviction I had, and now I feel that I have done my duty, showing my faith by my works. I am glad that we were able to send you my part of the first payment a few days ago. I would like to inquire what progress has been made in the raising of the means for the purchase of the land. My investment was not made in order to lessen the responsibility of others who should help. Do what you can to encourage those who have money that they can use in the cause to use it wisely and not let it slip away into speculation. Secure pledges from those who have not the money in sight. We need special wisdom to move out at the right time. I thank the Lord that He encouraged me to walk by faith, and I pray that He will help you to show others their privilege in this matter. True faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Thus far the Lord has led us as we have moved under the guidance of His Spirit. He will continue to work for us if we are careful to follow the counsel He gives. Medical missionary work is the pioneer work of the gospel. Let us seek to understand the scope of the work to be done in our sanitariums for the saving of the souls and the healing of the bodies of those who come to us for relief. My soul is drawn out to encourage men and women to see in Christ the great physician. If they will be drawn to Him, He will be their helper. He understands their every need. He stands ready to heal both body and soul. Let physicians and nurses learn to tell of the One who has power and who is willing to do a marvelous work for human beings. Talk of His love. Tell of His power to save every sinful soul who will cast himself upon Christ's merits. His power will save to the uttermost all who truly accept Him. I am glad that your wife is wholeheartedly united with you in the work. Let her stand by you to give help and encouragement. I have written to you the instruction that has been given me regarding the special work to be done by the lady physicians in our sanitariums. It is the Lord's plan that men shall be trained to treat men, and the women trained to treat women. In the confinement of women, midwives should take the responsibility of the case. In Bible times, it was not considered a proper thing for men to act in this capacity, and it is not the will of God that men should do this work today. Very much evil has resulted from the practice of men treating women and women treating men. It is a practice according to human devising and not according to God's plan. Long has the evil been left to grow, but now we lift our voice in protest against that which is displeasing to God.